You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Start with you, Derek, this time, seeing as you've, I'm sure you've got such a strong opinion.
Well, the great thing is it's an early kick-off, 1 o'clock, so, you know, if you stay in bed, you'll miss it. So, perfect. It's international friendlies, and I never regard Lee knows. I never regard friendlies as proper internationals, and the same goes for most of the players that'll be on view tomorrow. I mean, you know, Charlie Austin, Jamie Vardy, come on, are these international players? I very much doubt it. And there's only one result here, isn't it? It's a draw, because we know what happened 20 years ago when these two teams met, and you know, the riots at the ground, the match was abandoned. There's talk behind the scenes of more trouble in store as well, on the terraces or whatever they got there now. And so, you know, a game like this, if it's a draw, it's the best way of keeping the peace, isn't it? We finished 1-1 when they met at Wembley, I think it was 2 years ago. And they've got, like, well, the Republic, they specialise in avoiding defeat, and England boss Roy Hodgson spent most of his time at Fulham and Liverpool avoiding victory. So it looks all over a draw to me, an absolute nailed-on draw. I think Ireland's best hope of a positive result is a controversial handball and another £4 million windfall from FIFA.
Oh, it's amazing, that, isn't it?
Oh, Jesus.
We were talking about it before we came on, weren't we? It's like everyone's just trying to, you know... If you've done anything wrong, now's the time to tell everyone, you know, what the situation is. Because I think, you know, Chuck Blazer, I thought it was interesting, you know, it kind of half expected him to go, yeah, and by the way, I once stole a packet of sweets from the corner shop when I was four. You know, just get everything out there, yeah. Right now.
Okay, I tipped Villa last week.
Yeah, just
how is it if
there.
Your name's Chuck, you've got to have an item of clothing as your as your surname? Chuck Berry, Chuck Blazer.
Chuck Norris.
Yeah. I always wear a Norris when I go out.
Yeah, true. It's hard to disagree with the idea of a draw in this one. I mean, you know, team news is all important as ever, isn't it, Derek, in these kind of games as well. One bet that I was looking at was, I thought the... if you think that Republic are going to score, I think their goal scorer prices are much more appealing than the England ones. I mean, you've got, for England, you've got Charlie Austin at 13-10, Theo Walcott 29-20, Wayne Rooney 29-20, then Jamie Vardy at 19-10. As for Ireland, you've got, you know, Shane Long at 21-10, Daryl Murphy 9-4, John Walters 9-4. And obviously, they're not quite the same calibre, but I think Shane Long at 21-10 is a decent enough price if you think they're going to score. But I wouldn't be looking at anything other than a pretty low scoring draw here, to be honest with you. I find it hard to believe that any of these players will be up for it. They want to go on holiday, don't they?
Well, they do, but
Premier League starts on August the 8th.
They've got a Euro qualifiers coming up next week as well, haven't they? So, you know, Martin O'Neill's already said he'll be playing, you know, he'll be testing out a few sort of fringe players anyway in the game. God knows what Roy Hodgson will do, I'm sure he doesn't even know himself. Is anybody going to watch it?
I mean, you were talking about the Champions League final being on a Saturday night. This is on a Sunday afternoon. Yeah. I mean, there are lots better things to do at 1 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, you know, than watch the Republic of Ireland versus England in a friendly. I mean, just very quickly, in terms of friendlies, Republic have won the last couple at home against Oman and the USA. England's recent friendly performances, the 1-1 draw in Italy, beat Scotland 3-1. Beat Norway 1-0 at home. The pre-World Cup ones, of course, they had a couple of draws against Ecuador and Honduras. So I suppose England have scored, you know, they scored a few against Scotland, but the other matches are pretty low scoring. The key is that no one's going to be busting a gut with those qualifiers coming up. No one's looking to get injured. It's a run out, isn't it? It's a chance to get together for both camps to, you know, have a bit of a practice match, almost, in inverted commas. Press the flesh a little bit with Ireland, you know, make sure that, you know, relationships are great between the two FAs. No mention of any money changing hands, obviously, or anything like that. and you know, everyone goes off happy. I'm with Eric on the draw.
Yeah, and I'd throw in under 2.5 goals at 7-10. I can't see anybody wanting to score or even moving very much.
just wandering around, Viva. Yeah, I agree. We're all agreed.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.